Hey everyone, and welcome to What's Wrong With Wrestling. I am your host, Joe Pisano, and this is the first ever super fun, spectacular What's Wrong With Wrestling game show.
All right.
So I will introduce our contestants and then go over the rules. First, we have ranging from Long Island, New York, Andrew Pisano.
Thank you.
Andrew, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I host a podcast.
That's great. All right, Andrew. great stuff. Can't wait to hear what comes out of your mouth today. And also all the way from Boston, Massachusetts, we have Eric Slamilton Hamilton. Eric, who are you?
Well, Joe, I'm a co-host of a wrestling podcast that I think you're on it too.
Good stuff. great job. All right, well, let me tell you what we're going to be doing today. So there are going to be four rounds of this game show.
All right.
Each round, you will be awarded points at any time. You can earn or lose points for literally anything you say or do.
Sounds good.
So let me recommend play the game. Anything you guys want to add right now?
I love you.
That's 5 points for Andrew right
yes!
there.
I love you more.
That's suck it up. 9-5 for Eric.
Fuck.
The score stands 5 points for Andrew, -5 for Eric. But you'll get it. Don't suck up too much. If you do it too much,
that's right.
You will get -points.
I love you.
We're going to have a first section of debates. The second sections will be brain teasers from Jesse the Mind Ventura, followed by question speed round, and then, of course, Final Jeopardy. Are you guys ready to go?
Yeah.
I said, are you guys ready to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes! All right, I like Eric's excitement. 5 points back for Eric. All right, so the first thing we're going to do is we are going to debate some awkward things. You're going to have to prove why this is a thing. Do you understand? Even if you don't agree with it, you're going to have to tell me why it's great. First topic, and because of the coin toss before the show, Eric will go first.
Wait, what?
Eric, were you not involved in that coin toss?
No, I was not here.
Well, you were in the bathroom. That's what we did before in the bathroom. Eric.
Yes.
First point.
Okay.
Why was China the hottest diva of all time?
Wow. So China was the hottest diva of all time, mainly because she carried a firework bazooka.
She did?
She did.
All right.
She got injured. She came back for a little bit and decided
she wanted
to fight for the women's title.
Right, right.
And her entrance incorporated a bazooka that shot fireworks.
Okay, all right. Andrew, counterpoint. Not sure why that makes her the hottest, but Andrew?
So I'm saying why she's not the hottest now?
No. You're trying to convince me
the hottest.
Why is she the hottest?
Well, because she had the most plastic surgery of any female superstar in history, and we all know that that's what makes you a hot person. Look at Tom Brady before and after his surgery. Now he's like the hottest man, and so was China. She was the hottest physically. And also, hottest female superstar in terms of like, wow, that's a big star. So there you go. RIP China.
Okay, chick. Eric, counterpoint from you. Last words.
Let's see. Last words. Look, I mean, she felt really confident in herself in her later years. She did Playboy, spread it wide open, got dicked down by X-Pac.
Woo!
Yeah, I mean, that's
one night in China.
Yeah. More like 5 nights in China.
Oh, yeah, very good.
It's a long trip to get there. So,
yeah. All right. Andrew, final words.
If you watch the documentary that just came out, you get to see the last couple years of China's life, and that was very sad. Mm. So,
she's the saddest.
She's the saddest, but if you're in Playboy, then of course you got to be hot. So no one was hotter than her, man.
I'm not sure if that's an actual rule, but after hearing Boy's points, I think Andrew made me laugh the most. I'm going to give him 5 points. Yeah. All right, the second round, we've got 0-10. Second question, I'm sorry, in the debate round. This one you get to choose which one you'd like to do. Andrew, you'll go first.
All right.
Did Vince make Hogan or did Hogan make Vince?
Wow. That is... You know what? Because I know Eric and I know how much he hates Hulk Hogan, because I wouldn't go at this argument, but I'm going to say that Vince made Hogan, so that Eric has to argue that Hogan made Vince.
Okay, so why did Vince make Hogan?
He came up with the whole idea of Hulkamania. Hulk Hogan gave him his name. Like, he came up with the name Hulk Hogan. to giving, you know, to giving it to him. And that was the whole driving force. Vince had to put someone behind that wheel, and he chose Hulk Hogan. And without Vince, there wouldn't be Hulkamania, because it was all Vince's idea and creation. Someone was going to get that. Mm. It just happened to be Hulk Hogan.
Fair enough. Eric.
All right. Well, so I guess I have to argue that Hogan made Vince McMahon, which I can argue that because Hogan, being the greedy fuck that he is, went to WCW, started the NWO in the Monday Night War, and that made Vince want better ratings and to win these wars. So he started getting edgier and showing tits and middle fingers and drinking beer and hell yes. So if it hadn't been for Hogan being greedy, he would have never made Vince McMahon.
Interesting. Very interesting point there. Andrew, final words.
You would have never had the NWO if you didn't have Hulk Hogan, and Vince created Hulk Hogan. So really, when you come to think about it, the NWO, in a way, was Vince's creation because he created Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan became Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
And,
so.
And he introduced...
Oh, are you allowed to talk during my time?
Sorry.
Excuse me?
Eric, careful. Yep. You
thank,
almost lost points
thank
there.
Thank you.
He's very close. That's your only warning?
All right.
Yeah.
Andrew, finished up?
I mean, that's basically all I've got there.
All right, Eric, final words.
All right, well, final words on this. I mean, Hogan did what... He was a superhero for WWE. It took him going to another company, which he left so he could be paid a lot more, to become a real wrestling character, to make wrestling relevant. If you didn't have that, you wouldn't even have pro wrestling as what it is right now.
I'm going to quote you on that.
Yeah.
You know, Eric, I think you made good points. I never thought of the NWO point of that. Like, he didn't make Vince McMahon from before. He made the new iteration of Vince, evil Vince. And, like, that's what really got him to be who he was.
The evil
because he went over to the NWO.
Yeah.
5 points for Eric on that question.
Super duper.
All right, Eric, lead us off on this one. Why was the... Convince me that the Montreal Screwjob was a work.
All right, so Vince McMahon is a master creator. He'll do whatever it takes to get ratings, to get his name out there, to be in the headlines. And I think that this was a Vince ploy to get wrestling out there, to make people talk like, wow, did you see this? Like, this guy screwed over his employee, like, on live TV, and his employee, like, spit in his face. And, you know, it's something that... There are too many crazy parts and pieces that just happen to fall together to just happen to come together like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Andrew?
Yeah, it was a little too perfect because everyone, you know, that was involved, like, got what they wanted out of it. You know, Bret Hart got to go to WCW
right.
to make all the money in the fucking world. And, like, also, go watch it again when, you know, they ring the bell. They don't show Shawn Michaels as the winner. They show Bret Hart, a close-up of Bret Hart's face as the loser. When do they ever do that in a wrestling match? Mm. You know, they always show the hero. Why would they show Bret Hart's face? It just seems too much of a work there.
Okay, Eric, final thoughts.
I mean, you also look at it. If I looked Andrew right in the face and just spit in his face because he said something that, you know, I disagreed with, like, you would have me taken out of here. You wouldn't just let me do my thing in the ring, you know, just hang out till you're ready for me to leave.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird that
seems
he was,
like, a Vince thing.
Right.
And why would they zoom in on it and have it ready to go? If
right.
You spit in the
guy? Why would he allow Bret to be in the ring and have his brother and whatnot come out if he was... so infuriated at him, and he was firing him, basically.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he get an army of security and be like, get this piece of shit out of my building?
Yeah.
Right.
Huh? You can see him going, spit on me.
Spit on me.
Probably says a lot. Andrew, final thoughts.
You also see Bret Hart, you know, spell out WCW with his finger. Why did they let that be on television?
Mm. Yeah.
And also, you know, there were two different documentaries being filmed while this was all happening. And, you know, we have the audio of Bret Hart talking to Vince before the match to, like, set up this whole thing. Like, oh, yeah, look, this is what really happened. And then, you know, you hear about the punch heard around the world of Bret Hart decking Vince in the locker room. But you don't see it, but you do see, like, Vince stumbling around. There's video of that, you know, so...
Like, holding his face.
Why is he limping when he was punched in the face?
It seems a little sketchy. And then it became, you know, the biggest storyline of all time, you know, the next night on Raw, Bret Hart screwed Bret Hart. So, yeah, I mean...
It really created evil Vince. It pushed Shawn. It pushed Bret for ratings in WCW. Everyone seemed to win. Question really for me is, then final question, anyone can answer it, why not come clean now? Because it's wrestling and that's the thing?
Because kayfabe is not dead, but it's completely dead.
Because the old school guys, people, the new school guys would probably come out already and be like, yeah, it was all fine.
I think it was, you know, if it really was a work, then I think it's too good to admit. I think people would be disappointed because it's so important in terms of like wrestling history and especially WWF history that it's like, you know, it's just too important to come out and be like, it was all fake. No. And it was like, no, this is the one thing in wrestling we actually believed was real. Yeah. So don't take that away from us.
It's so real and so important to people that Shawn Michaels still gets booed when he shows up in Canada.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. All right, guys. Look, great points all around. 5 points each. Excellent job.
All right.
We should discuss that more. I think, whose turn is it? Andrews.
Andrews.
Why is Roman Reigns a great superstar?
I quit. Yeah, no. Minus all the points. Why is Roman Reigns...
No, that was the correct answer. Joe sometimes just shut the fuck up.
Look, he's from the famous Samoan family. He's kind of cousins with The Rock, so he's got some of that natural talent. Look, you know, he's certainly had great matches when he wants to, right? You said he's a great superstar. It's certainly not the greatest, but his in-ring work is smooth. So he's had some great matches. The match against Kevin Owens, the Royal Rumble a few years ago, that was very nice. Mm-hmm. Hell in a Cell with Bray Wyatt. So he certainly put on some great matches. And if anything, he has the look. He really has the look.
All right. Eric, counterpoint.
Counter why he's not?
I just mean, like, what is your opinion? Why is he a great superstar?
Roman Reigns is a great superstar when he's not being led around on a leash by Vince McMahon, when he's not being handed a script, when he's not being told to
watch Raw.
Was that improvised?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Maybe.
You know, he has a lot of potential. He's amazing. He's fucking amazing in matches like cage matches and Hell in a Cell and No DQ and stuff like that. It's like when you gotta confine him to rules and regulations.
I'm a genius.
Yeah, he's not a character that needs to be held to those standards. Like, if the hardcore title was around, he would be the best hardcore champion ever. Mm. Oh. Like, constantly destroying people, you know, doing whatever he wants. I think, you know, he would be great at that.
Oh, that's right. Cool. You took that comment straight from me when I said that in 2018. Good job.
Hey, it's fine. It's part of the show. Andrew, final thoughts. Roman Reigns, great superstar.
He's a great superstar. You know, like I said, he puts on some great matches. And since he's turned heel, I think fans certainly appreciate him a lot more than he was because he doesn't have to be the happy-go-lucky idiot that he used to be.
Idiot. Yep.
And his mic work has certainly gotten better since he's allowed to be this this bad guy.
Mm. Eric, wrap it up.
He does have... Now, like, that he's pulling his hair back, doing the man bun thing, he has that arrogant asshole look. Mm. The look of, I'm better than you, and I just know it.
Dominic bullshit!
You know what? MJF reference, I'll give you 5 points for that question.
Yeah.
Next question, why is Joe the best?
All right, I want to answer it first. So Joe is the best because of his drunk Ric Flair, his ability to come up with creative and hilarious game shows that we do for our Patreons.
Okay.
And he does a mean macho man.
Okay, continue.
he has a beautiful head of hair.
I do have a hair of head. Yeah. Thank you for that. Andrew, why are you the best?
Well, you know, I paid attention to the rules at the beginning of this show, mm-hmm. and Joe said, you know, sucking up too much is going to get you negative points. Mm. So, Eric, you fell for it. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, but
okay.
You know, my brother, you know, he's the best because he has a strong personality. He's the funniest guy I know personally. And
oh God,
what was that, Aaron? You okay? Nothing. So yeah, I mean. He certainly influenced my life as a young kid.
Oh, boy.
Growing up with, you know, having such a funny brother. And I think that shaped me into, you know, my...
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry, he pulled the brother card. 5 points for Andrew.
Aww.
For sure on that one. Quick, no. Andrew.
Uh-huh.
Make me laugh. That was not bad. Eric.
Hold
Make
on,
laugh.
I gotta pick this thing up.
No shit. Okay, both successful. Farts. Both get 5 points.
The Farts. Way to Joe's heart.
Yeah.
Farts. All right, after the first major round, Eric has 15 points and Andrew has 25 points. We're gonna go to our first commercial break. Hey, are you part of the 0.1% of our audience listening or watching this right now that live in the Richmond, Texas area? Well, if you are, please come to Tune Up the Manly Salon. Haircuts, beard trims, shoulder massage, manis, pedis, the whole thing, and of course, as always, free alcohol. 2 free beers with every haircut. So come on in and see us.
I'll be there tomorrow.
Hey, do you have an appointment?
No, not yet, but well, I will. I'll be there.
Yeah, you know what to do. Okay, great.
Is that points?
Or... All right. So
I'm
going to...
No.
We're in a commercial break.
I'm going to go to tune-up. Does Eric go to tune-up? I don't think he's ever been there.
I can't take away points or give points to you because he can't go to tune-up.
What about a beard trim?
Yeah.
Yeah, Eric.
That's fair.
Wow. That's Joe's fair. The best, huh?
Remember the suck-up rule? Pull it down a little bit. All right. We are going to now give it off to Jesse the Mind Ventura. He has a couple of brain teasers for you guys.
Can't wait.
If you know the answer, just yell it out. It's not going to go back
okay,
and forth.
Good.
All right.
You know, let's hopefully it won't take too long. I'll probably put like a minute on the clock or 2 minutes on the clock and let you guys think through these. If you heard it in school and know the answer, good for you. All right, Jesse, take it away.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's me, Jesse the Mind Ventura.
Hey.
Here goes the first one. If the day before yesterday, Chris Jericho's son was 7 years old, next year he turns 10. How is this possible? Some freaky shit. If the day before yesterday, Chris Jericho's son was 7 years old, next year he turns 10. How is this possible?
Because Chris Jericho is the GOAT, and he could also control space and time. And if he wants his son to be 10 years old, then that's just going to happen. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. There's actually a real answer to this conspiracy. Okay.
can I get it one more time?
If the day before yesterday, Chris Jericho's son was 7 years old, next year he turns 10. How is this possible?
His son's name is 7 years old?
No. Did not say he was called seven. Chris, his whole name would have to be 7 years old.
No, there's a joke years old. Like that, like a cowboy rides into a town on Tuesday, he stays 3 days and leaves on Tuesday.
Yeah.
How is this possible?
Right.
The horse's name is Tuesday.
I'm going to help Jesse out of here a little bit, guys. Think about, like, this is possible. Maybe overthinking it. Years, turning of years, and next year versus this year. Anything.
Anything. From the collective mind of Andrew and Eric.
It was never my strongest suit.
It's not math, but all right.
What do we look like, Scott Steiner?
I guess.
Yesterday, wait, read it one more time.
Last time, if the day before yesterday,
uh-huh.
So not yesterday, the day before that.
Yeah.
Think about it. Mm-hmm. Chris Jericho's son was 7 the day before yesterday. Next year he turns 10. How was this possible?
His birthday,
I'm a genius!
His birthday was yesterday.
You're
the day before yesterday, he was 7. Then he turned 8 the next day.
You're on the track. You're both on the track.
Next year, this year, he's 9.
And then next year, he's... Then next...
What day was he born?
Yesterday. The day before yesterday.
The last hint. What exact day was he born?
I'm not. That wasn't Jesse. That was just me with it.
The day before. Day before yesterday. Sunday.
The 27th?
No, he's not going there.
All right, here's the answer. I'm just going to give you the answer on this one. Uh-huh. He was born on December 23rd, December 30th. So he was 7 on December 30th. He was 8 on, I'm sorry, he was born on December 31st. He was 7 on the 30th. Mm-hmm. He was 8 on the 31st. Then next year, he would turn 10 because then January 1st is the following year.
Sure.
Got it?
Gotcha.
All right.
No. I think Joe just did this to expose how stupid we are.
Negative 10 for each. No, I'm just kidding. I thought these were easy. All right, let's see. All right, Jesse, what else? I'm holding a picture of someone. Uh-huh. Brothers and sisters, I have none. But this man's father is my father's son. Who is this?
It's you.
That is incorrect.
Say that again, Jesse.
Who is this person? Who is this person to me? Brothers and sisters, McMahon, I have none. But this man's father is my father's son. Who is this?
It's easier when you're reading it. This man's father is my father's son? Mm-hmm. My grandfather.
That is incorrect.
No.
It's your son?
That is... I'm going to give you points for sure because you got it right. Yeah, it's my son. Yeah. This, my son's father, is my father's son. Yes. Right? All right, Eric, 10 points for that one. Great job there. All right, last one because I had more, but we'll just do one more.
Please, no.
No, just one more. John Cena stands on one side of a river. Mm-hmm. His dog's on the other side. John Cena calls for his dog who crosses the river without using a bridge or a boat and without getting wet. How did he do it?
You can't see him because he's John Cena's dog, so I don't know. No,
not bad.
So his dog crosses the river without getting wet. How does he do it, basically?
Yeah.
Without a bridge or a boat.
No bridge or boat. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't get wet, but he crosses the river.
Yeah.
He holds the dog above his head.
No, they're on opposite sides.
Okay.
Opposite sides.
They're on opposite sides.
He crosses
the river.
Fuck.
Anything.
Well, John Cena's invisible, so he lays across the river so it looks like you can't. There's no...
Andrew mentioned his invisibility. I'll give you 5 points for that.
John Cena crosses the river, grabs the dog, holds it above his head, and crosses the river again.
No. The river was frozen. The frozen river. Frozen river. Yeah. All right. After the brain tease round, we have Eric with 25 points. Andrew has 30 for the John Cena reference. All right. Quick commercial break. Hey, you ever want a wrestling shirt, but you already went to WWE and they're just way too expensive? Well, go to prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Get pizza, get kick out, spear, pin, repeat. Right. Andrew, what else can you get?
The Who Are You shirts.
Who are you?
The logo.
Is a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. We make a little money and it spreads our name to everyone.
Maybe a new shirt coming soon.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Who are you? Is that the one we still don't have?
That's the one we still don't have.
Yeah.
We don't have it physically. Yeah.
All right. So we are going to go to the trivia portion. First, I'm going to go back and forth. Eric gets a question, then Andrew, then Eric, then Andrew. We'll go relatively fast. We'll give you about, I don't know, maybe 20 seconds to answer it if you need it.
Okay.
Then we're going to go to a round that has both of you. So just first to answer the question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Very good. Here we go. Let me try to do this.
This is more brain it's teasers. Fast. I'm going to lose
there
my
There are no
shit.
More brain teasers. It's just me. Eric, who was Kurt Angle's first opponent when he left WWE for TNA?
Samoa Joe.
That is correct. Five points for you.
Well, let's get to my Stone Cold trivia.
Andrew, what is my name? No. Andrew, what deceased WWE legend was HBK's first opponent after the Rockers broke up?
God. Is Tatanka still alive? He's still alive. Deceased. So, Yokozuna?
Yokozuna is incorrect. Superfly Snuka.
Oh, wow. I had no idea. Did not know that.
Eric, who has had the longest reign as NXT champion?
Finn Balor.
It is. See, I gave him the NXT question knowing that might not be as easy. Andrew for the steal.
Adam Cole, baby.
Yeah, there's no steals, but good job.
What the fuck?
All right, here we go. No, no, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, I didn't get to steal the yoke, the Jimmy Snuka.
You didn't know it. Would you have guessed
yeah,
that?
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
All right, no steal there, but we'll go to steals moving forward since that's what the fans want. Andrew.
That's what the fans want.
Who can tie Undertaker's SummerSlam match record of 16 this summer if he wrestles at the pay-per-view?
So he's had the most... It's not a consecutive thing.
No. Undertaker's been in 16 SummerSlams. This person could tie it.
I'm going to say Cena.
No.
No? Fuck.
Eric for the steal, our first steal attempt.
Randy Orton.
That is correct.
Fuck. That was my other guess.
That is correct.
Bitch.
All right.
I'm a fucking snake.
Eric. Yeah. Who is
always
the...
Randy Orton. Sorry.
Yep. Who is the only member of the NWO to never have wrestled in WCW? It's a good one.
The only member of NWO... to not wrestle in WCW?
Correct.
Eric Bischoff?
He's wrestled in...
I knew he wrestled in WWE.
Yeah. Andrew for the steal.
Oh, Shawn Michaels!
That is correct.
Oh, like you're including WWE?
Well, yeah, he was a member of NWO.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
This is a kind of a WWE show.
Yeah. Sorry, Eric Dick.
Andrew, who has the higher career win percentage, Warrior or Cena?
It's got to be Warrior.
They're both up there.
It's got to be Warrior.
Is that your final answer? That is correct.
Yeah. I mean, like, he won Warrior's like, got like five losses
it's like
in his
92
career.
Versus like 85 yeah, or something. Not, but crazy.
Yeah.
Eric, what's the highest rated WWE show of all time drawing in 30 million viewers?
When Foley won the WWF title.
That is incorrect. Andrew for the steal?
God, I think we even talked about this.
We have.
I know what it is.
I think it was. Some of these were old trivia questions, too, which I wanted to make sure I threw in there.
Saturday night's main event when Andre beat Hogan for the title?
I mean, God, it's so close.
That wasn't a Saturday night main event?
Correct.
Fuck.
Sorry, the steals have to be exact. It was Friday night. It was just called the main event.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Andre Hogan, too.
God damn it.
All right, Andrew, what was the first ever submission victory for a main title at WrestleMania? Like, who did it?
Like the main title, not an IC title?
Correct. First time someone won via submission for a main title at WrestleMania.
Okay, let me go through this now.
3 seconds. No, I'm just
kidding. What? Fuck. Bret Hart beat Flair, but it wasn't at Mania, I don't think. Two. Like who beat who?
Or who won? Yeah, just tell me.
Shit.
Do you know this, Eric?
I think so.
Okay. Andrew?
Okay. Chris Benoit.
That is correct.
Damn
at
it.
The
I
fucking
knew it.
Buzzer.
I took a shot in the dark.
At
I was
the buzzer.
Like, yeah.
Eric, what number entrant was AJ Styles when he debuted at the Rumble?
He was number 3.
That is correct.
Real quick.
Yeah.
The reason why I said Chris Benoit was because you gave yourself away. You said, I think, you're like, I think I know it. And I was like, oh, well, it must be, yeah, maybe it's Chris Benoit then.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, sorry. Eric, that's on you, Eric. But yeah,
that's my fault.
Well, I mean, I just asked the question. Yeah, I fucked up. Andrew, what venue has held the most WWE events of all time?
It's got to be Madison Square Garden.
That is correct. Eric,
yes.
How many times has Hulk Hogan not main evented a pay-per-view he was a part of? There are choices. How many times has Hulk Hogan not main evented a pay-per-view that he was a part of? 3, 6, or 11?
Is this just like WCW, WWE?
This is his career.
Oh, shit. 3, 6, or 11?
Yes.
I'm going to say 6.
That is not correct. Since there are 3 choices, I will allow Andrew to steal.
Okay.
Guess 6.
I'm going to have to say.
Even if he goes 6.
Well, because there is Sean Hogan didn't main event, Rock Hogan didn't main event, Vince Hogan didn't main event. That's three already. Mm. There's got to be more than that. So I'm going to say 11.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah.
11 times. Andrew, actor Kevin James was on the same high school wrestling team as this hardcore legend.
Mick Foley.
That is correct.
Would you have known it if he didn't say hardcore legend?
Oh, well, yeah, I did. I've known that for a lot. I saw that thing a long time ago.
Eric. Easy. Who tricked WCW into releasing him as part of a storyline but then left the company because it was real?
Oh, Brian Pillman.
That is correct. For 5. Andrew, what number am I thinking of? And yes, I wrote it down.
4.
That is correct.
Oh, I knew it.
Can I see the number?
You can look right here real quick. Okay, for seeing the number, you get -5. I'm just kidding. What the fuck? How did you get that?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I swear to God. I was going to even put 1 through 10, and I forgot to say that. And you still got it. Eric, cut the deck, and you get 5 points if you beat me.
All right.
Okay, I will go first. I cut to a joker. I will do the one below it. A 4. Eric?
Do I pull?
Just show the bottom. A 3! Eric does not get 5 points. Brought the whole deck for that. I thought that was an easy one.
Can I steal?
I store.
No.
Sure.
Let's do it. 4.
2.
Oh my God.
Jesus. All right. Good job. Great job, everyone.
Great job, Eric.
Andrew, who was supposed to be the third man of NWO before Hogan saw how cool it was and changed his mind?
According to Dave Meltzer?
According to...
Who is this according to?
Eric Bischoff.
Sting.
That is correct. Eric, which Hall of Famer and backstage producer died in December of this past year?
Pat Patterson.
That is correct. Andrew, who was the first masked wrestler to win the WWE Championship?
Mysterio.
That is incorrect.
Oh, what an Eric idiot. What a stupid idiot. I went too fast.
Now he just gave himself away. Come on.
I went too fast. That was really fucking dumb.
Eric, if you can't... He told you gave it away. He just gave it away.
And that was so stupid.
Come on. If you can think of someone. He's so pissed.
I'm so pissed. I'm so ashamed of myself just from answering too fast. Can I steal my steal?
No.
Can I steal Eric's steal?
Eric?
Hold on.
You're overthinking it.
I am.
Totally.
10 seconds.
I'm going to fucking punch myself in the face.
That was funny.
Mankind.
Andrew, for shits and giggles?
Kane.
Kane.
Kane!
Eric.
First blood.
Yeah. What was the first Infinity Stone that Thanos got his hands on?
The Power Stone.
That is correct.
When he decimated Xandar last week.
Fine, Andrew.
Is this wrestling trivia?
What was the first comic book movie to earn $1 billion worldwide?
Oh. Spider-Man 2.
Eric for the steal.
Avengers.
Andrew, you're going to hate yourself. The Dark Knight.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Eric, who was the 6th member of the NWO?
Big Show.
That's one of your layup questions, Andrew.
6.
Thank you. Oh, all right.
Well, I didn't know if it was WCW or WWE NWO. There's too many fucking NWOs.
Oh, you went with the WWE one?
Yes.
10 years later?
I know.
Andrew, what AEW tag team impersonated DX on an episode of ECW in 2008?
What?
Some of these are hard.
What the fuck? What tag team impersonated DX in ECW in 2008? And now they're an AEW tag team?
Yes.
SCU?
No.
I don't even know what the fuck.
For the steal? Can you just name an AEW tag team?
Like, there was... In TNA, Billy Gunn and Road Dogg.
Yeah, but this is what current AEW tag team was on an episode of ECW in 2008 impersonating Shawn and Hunter.
I'll just say the Revival guys.
The Young Bucks, gentlemen.
Oh.
The Young Bucks.
Wow. I never knew that.
Huh.
I thought I never did that one as trivia. On... Not even, I guess
what,
I
what was? Do you know what that was?
Like, they were, someone just brought them on to be them because
they
were
got their ass kicked.
And they got their ass kicked.
Yeah, okay. That's funny.
All right, Eric.
God, they must have been jizzing in their pants doing
that.
Right.
Well, because then they said that the story goes, then they started really using the too sweet and the chops and everything. And then they went to Japan and did it in New Japan. And WWE sued them and they had to stop doing it.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
That's funny.
All right, Eric. Since WrestleMania 20, how many Royal Rumble winners have not main evented WrestleMania? 5, 8, or 9?
Is this just men or men and women?
Just men. I did not use women on this one.
5, 8, or 9?
Since WrestleMania 20, how many Rumble winners have not main evented WrestleMania?
Eight.
That is correct. Nice job. Andrew, name one of the only two guys to ever kick out of the Cobra, the Santino Marel Cobra.
All right, my choices are?
Nah, sorry. No choices.
Wait. Name one of the few?
Yeah.
To kick out of the Cobra?
Yeah.
Now I have to figure
out. I can give you hints. I mean both are substantial names. You know, one is an all. Both are former champions.
Orton?
No. Eric, I guess?
Triple H?
This one was hard. No. Those are funny. Daniel Bryan and Sheamus, the only two guys to ever kick out of the Cobra clean.
Okay.
Jesus. That's fucking hilarious. The most protective finisher. Yeah,
clearly.
Protective finisher. Eric, I don't know if you ever remembered this. What vegetable is The Undertaker rumored to be afraid of?
Beets?
No. Andrew?
I think I know this because I love this vegetable. He's afraid of cucumbers, right?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah. I thought that would be an easy one.
I only know that because I love cucumbers.
Yeah.
Huh.
Andrew, what Hall of Famer referred to the match? I'm sorry. What Hall of Famer refereed the match between LT and Bam Bam at WrestleMania?
What Hall of Famer?
Mm-hmm.
Teddy Long?
No, Eric for the steal.
Jerry the King Lawler?
Pat Patterson.
Yeah, oh. Pat was going to be my next guess.
Yep. Eric, who gave Big Boss Man his only WrestleMania loss in his career?
The Undertaker.
That is correct.
And murder.
And murder. His only murder.
WrestleMania murder.
Andrew, what football movie did John Moxley get his name from? The character in the football movie was Jonathan Moxley. When he debuted in an indie circuit, he had a football jersey on. He didn't know what name to go by. And the guy goes, "You look like Jonathan Moxley." And he went with John Moxley.
Fuck. I don't remember the... Oh, shit. I don't even...
Nothing?
It's not Longest Yard. That's not John Moxley, no. I don't know.
I guess?
No.
No.
Little Eric? Giants.
Oh, wait.
I'm just kidding.
No, it is not Little Giants. Eric?
Varsity Blues.
I don't want your life.
Oh, shit. Right. Okay.
Yeah. I don't want your life.
Like me and my
Who's
sister.
John?
I want to go back to Dawson's Creek.
He's him. Yeah, the Vanderbeek.
Vanderbeek. His name's Moxley.
Yeah. Yeah. Eric, who has competed in the most TLC matches in history with 7? That is correct.
Oh, wow.
Andrew, to wrap up the single questions, what active WWE superstar was teammate in college with Calvin Johnson?
Active superstar right now.
Mm-hmm.
College teammates with Calvin Johnson.
Yep.
Calvin Johnson's probably in his like late 30s now. Shit. Who the fuck played football? There's so many superstars. So many superstars. So many wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Oh, man.
Jesus!
Biggie.
Biggie is incorrect.
Yeah.
Eric?
Baron Corbin?
That is incorrect. Roman Reigns.
Oh, Rob, I was about to say that.
Roman Reigns. Well, there's only like 4 guys that are active that maybe played college football.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to do a tally of where we're at right now. Guys, talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic to debate that does not count towards the show. Which button is better?
That's some renegade shit! Bust a nut.
Ooh, discuss. Oh, man. You love bust a nut.
I love bust a nut.
But renegade shit is also so great because Taz really thought he was being fucking cool there.
Right. And he really was.
Being super fucking lame. No one cared about his FTW belt.
No one still does.
No one. Not even Brian Cage. Yeah. They try to give it to him every week. And he's like, I don't want that fucking belt. Yeah. Get that shit away from me.
Someone please fucking pin me for this already. Jesus. Right.
Jeez.
Holy Christ.
But bust a nut. Jake Roberts was just like, I'm just going to go out there and say bust a nut.
On live TV.
And he fucking did it.
we're live, pal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. So what did we come up with? Bust a nut?
I think bust a nut.
Yeah, bust a nut. That's fine.
It's so funny. I think we use the Renegade shit more, though, because of how random, especially on the AEW.
It depends on the situation, because we've back-to-back some bust a nuts.
Yep.
We have.
All right. This is for both of you. Just first one to come up with it. I do not have to finish the question for you to guess. I will stop immediately if you say something. Okay. If it's right, we'll move on. You'll get the points. If it's wrong, I will then finish the rest of the question for the opponent. Are you ready?
Yes.
First question. And after three rounds, it is, really 3.5 rounds. It is Andrew 85, Eric 75. Close matchup.
Wow.
And we have 9 questions in the both round, and then we go to Final Jeopardy. Will you wage?
Okay.
Number one, who was the only superstar to win the WWE Championship, the World Heavyweight Championship, the U.S. title, the IC belt, Raw and SmackDown Tag Team Championships? He was a Rumble winner, a King of the Ring, a Money in the Bank winner, and won an Elimination Chamber.
Miz?
No. Really? Did he win Elimination Chamber?
I don't know. That was the only one I was.
That was just the first one.
That was
the
only one,
Eric.
Triple H?
Triple Edge. H is not a Money in the Bank winner.
Edge.
Oh, yeah. Money in the Bank.
Edge. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I thought you guys would get that one. I thought it was easy, but it was good.
Well, it's tough when you're trying to beat the other
beat
guy.
Beat the clock.
Out.
Yeah.
All right. What is the winning percentage of the last 11 Royal Rumble winners at WrestleMania? I'm going to let Eric go first, and we'll go up and down from there. Eric, give me a number.
The last 11?
The last 11 Rumbles.
Okay.
Give me a percent.
Is this just men again?
Just men.
63%.
It is lower. Andrew.
49.
Higher. Eric.
55.
Lower. Andrew.
52.
Lower. Eric.
51.
Lower.
50.
Andrew. Yeah. Had to be kind of a round number, guys.
How can it be 50 on an odd number?
It is.
Half of a guy won?
No. That has to be a mistake. No, it's not. No. That is a mistake. All right, I'm going to take the points away from Andrew. It must be the last 12. So I don't want to hurt because Eric's right. He probably would have guessed a round number. All right, Joe made his first mistake. -5 for Joe. All right, who has finished in the top? Sorry, here we go. Who has finished in the top 3 of every Rumble he has entered?
Roman Reigns.
That is correct. Number 4. Who was the first female to win the Raw and SmackDown women's titles?
Alexa Bliss.
That is correct.
Nice. All right.
Number 5. Number 5.
Eric looking at me like he's about to lick my asshole. Gotcha. Now I'm going to lick your asshole. 5 points for Eric.
Who was the first superstar to wrestle in 10 straight WrestleManias?
Hogan?
No. Eric?
10 straight WrestleManias.
Right, Hogan was gone after 9. Shit.
Yep.
It wasn't Taker. Was it Kane?
No.
John Cena.
Earlier than that. Eric, another guess because Andrew threw one out there.
Shawn Michaels?
Bret the Hitman Hart.
Wow.
All right. According to Forbes magazine, which female wrestler earned an estimated $3.1 million in 2019?
Charlotte Flair?
No.
Ronda Rousey?
No. 2019, gentlemen.
Yeah, she was there.
Becky Lynch.
That.
I just said Ronda because I figured Ronda was the highest paid. But
yeah, I don't think so. I think I don't know. Anyway, that's that. Now, number 7. Who has appeared at WrestleMania as 4 different characters?
Mick Foley.
That is not correct, Eric. Can you get this? That's kind of a trick question. Dude Love has never made a WrestleMania appearance.
What a shame.
Not even sure Cactus Jack has, probably though. I'm not sure. And you could say any of his names. Got an answer?
Kane?
No. Kane, The Diesel. Godfather.
Yeah, Papa Shango, Godfather.
Goodfather.
That is one, actually. And then Kane, or not, Kana? What is it?
Kama.
Kama Mustafa.
Yeah.
What was the fourth one?
Goodfather and Godfather.
Oh, Goodfather from IRS? Different.
Yeah, like he had like a suit on or whatever. Yeah,
right. Rights to censor.
Right, right to censor. Yeah. Yeah, that's what you meant.
Right, IRS.
Yeah.
IRS, come on.
Number eight, two left, and we've still got a 10-point game. What role does Stan Lee play in his Infinity War cameo?
He's a bus driver.
That is correct.
Wrestling!
And finally, what current WWE announcer shares a birthday with Andrew of August 20th?
Current WWE announcer?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it changes every week, but yeah.
That's true. Corey Graves.
No. Eric?
Michael Cole?
That is incorrect.
Oh, I was about to throw up.
Byron Saxton gets worse.
Oh, no.
Okay, guys. Oh,
whoa,
Don't look. All right, we're going to move to Final Jeopardy. Right now, Andrew has 90 points and Eric has 85. I'm going to give you the topic. And first, you're going to write down your wager. And then you're, and if you guys, you guys have pens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to first write down your wager. Please don't show it to the other person. Eric, again, you have 85 points to wager. Uh-huh. And Andrew, you have 90 points to wager. Okay. This is good.
All right.
The topic is WWE and The Simpsons.
Okay.
Please write down your wager. Then I will read the question and we'll get some Jeopardy music. 30 seconds to answer it. Write down your wager and hand it to me.
Hold on.
I won't even, I don't want to look at it until after we write E-Dog on that one. Andrew?
I don't... My pen's fucked up. Hold on.
Here, use this one.
No, it's okay.
What the fuck? I'm not going to use your pen. You fucking asshole.
Yeah, I'm not... I'm smarter than that.
Minus 5 points right here.
Okay.
Okay. Here is... Pick a piece of paper each. Please hide this as best you can.
All right.
I'm going to read the question, then you'll have 30 seconds to think of who this person or what this thing is. Ready?
Yeah.
What former WWE superstar voiced himself in the episode The Old Man and the Lisa? Eric is writing something. Maybe. Andrew seems to be writing a lot. Maybe too much for this question. Eric is now doing doodling on his pad. Not sure what that means. 6 seconds left. And let's now see what the contestants have written. Hold on to it, please.
Okay.
Okay. Eric, you were behind with 85 points. What is your answer?
Roddy Piper.
That is incorrect. I'm sorry. Let's see. What you wagered? You wagered 85. So you're currently at 0 points.
Still not in last place.
Andrew?
Yeah.
What did you guess?
Bret Hart.
Bret the Hitman Hart is correct.
Yeah.
Let's see what you wagered.
You don't remember that?
80 points.
I got confused on the episode.
It's okay. When Burns got broke and then he bought his house.
100%. Yeah.
The final scores are...
I remember
Andrew.
Bret Hart on it, but I didn't know if... If he voiced...
Andrew, 170 points. And Eric,
how many did
0
you wager?
Points.
80 points.
Okay.
I wagered 80 points.
If you
would have
got it, you would have...
No, it would have been tied.
Of course.
That's why I did 80
yeah,
points.
Of course.
I figured Eric...
Yeah, I mean...
Eric, for 169 points, name anyone else who has voiced themselves on The Simpsons from WWE.
Ian McKellen.
No, WWE.
Oh, WWE.
Like there was a million celebrities to voice themselves. Any other superstars? I only saw one other name. I could probably pull it up, actually.
Yeah, there's it's probably like recent to where we don't even we didn't even see that episode.
Right.
Because I don't remember anything from like first 15 seasons other than Bret Hart.
They don't do anything with Fox anymore.
Where did you get Piper from?
Well, I didn't think Bret Hart voiced himself for some reason. Like I knew Bret Hart was on there, but I didn't think Bret Hart did the voice.
Yeah.
This person did it on an episode EIEI Don't Gorillas in the on the Mast.
What year? Did it say the year?
It was a fake advertisement for a TV series called Foam Lenny supposedly broadcast Fridays at 8 on Fox because we have nothing else. Fox had recently picked up SmackDown.
Did it say the year? Oh, this is recent.
2019. Which begins like that time.
Becky?
Stone Cold.
Oh, really?
Stone Cold.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I definitely didn't see that episode.
Wow. Yeah. Well, there you go. We lasted almost an hour, so great job. Yeah. Hopefully this will be an annual thing, but we'll see. But Andrew?
Thank you.
You are the champion.
Wow.
And here is the WWE title.
Have Andy three belts again. Yay.
Eric. Eric, okay. Be nice.
All right.
Eric minus five. Bad Eric. Bad Eric.
I need this.
Of course, Andrew, you could let him hold on to it for a little while.
It's all yours, buddy. You got it.
So precious.
I thought, you know, it was kind of fun coming up with questions that I really can't ask on the show. Either too easy or too hard, right, but in a speed round or more fun.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot of things, so hopefully our fans did too.
Yeah.
Let us know if you enjoyed that. Give us some feedback.
Hold on. And, can I have the belt now? Like, at least give the people what they fucking want. They need to see the champion with the belt.
They don't want that.
Goodbye.
Hey, I need my side plates. I need my side plates. If you could order them, please. Thank you.
Just an A or Andrew Taker. Or
what happened there, though?
Damn. Oldie but goodie.
Just a troll.
What's wrong?